The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. The apostle said to the Lord, "Increase our faith." The Lord replied, "If you have faith the size of a mustard seed, you would say to this mulberry tree, 'Be uprooted and planted in the sea,' and it would obey you. Who among you would say to your servant, who has just come in from plowing or tending sheep in the field, 'Come here immediately and take your place at table'? Would he not rather say to him, 'Prepare something for me to eat. Put on your apron and wait on me while I eat and drink. You may eat and drink when I am finished.' Is he grateful to that servant because he did what was commanded? So should it be with you. When you have done all you have been commanded, say, 'We are unprofitable servants. We have done what we were obliged to do.'" The Gospel of the Lord. Last weekend, I went to visit my sister Mary in Orlando for a little vacation. But instead of getting a selfie with Mickey Mouse or working on my tan, sipping on a piña colada sitting on Daytona Beach, Mary put me to work. First, she asked me to give a presentation to her OCIA class. Then, she wanted me to speak to her marriage mentor group. And finally, she scheduled me to celebrate two masses on Sunday. Let me tell you, an Orlando vacation is way overrated. At the end of my presentation to the OCIA class, though, one participant raised their hand to ask, "So why do Catholics say we are saved by works, but Protestants put more weight on faith?" I answered, "I would say it is not mainly faith or works, but much more about grace." In other words, we are saved by grace. And then I shared this illustration with the OCIA class, which I have shared with you before. One day, Scott Hahn was jogging around his neighborhood and noticed a man trying to mow his front yard. But his small toddler son kept crossing in front of him with his toy mower. The man was getting visibly frustrated. So Scott Hahn decided to make another loop around the block to see how the father would resolve his four-year-old dilemma. When Hahn came back by the same house, he noticed the father had picked up the son and was carrying him in one arm. But with the other arm, he was steering the mower. Meanwhile, the little boy had both his hands on the real mower and a huge smile on his face. I'll give you one guess why he was smiling from ear to ear. The boy thought he was mowing the yard with his dad's mower. That image illustrates how we are saved by grace. How? Well, you and I are the little boy being carried in God the Father's arms. And anything we think we do by our works is entirely sustained by His loving grace. We read a succinct summary of salvation in Deuteronomy chapter 1, verse 31. "The Lord your God carried you as a father carries his son in your journey all along your way." You see, faith opens our eyes to see how God's grace saves us from beginning to end. We might say that our only contribution to salvation is not to jump out of the Father's arms. The gospel today juxtaposes side by side two apparently unrelated topics, but they are in fact inseparably related. In Luke 17, verses 5 through 6, the apostles request, increase our faith. And then in verses 7 through 10, Jesus speaks about the attitude of a useless servant, saying, when you have done all you have been commanded, say, we are unprofitable servants. We have done what we were obliged to do. What does increasing a faith on the one hand have to do with being unprofitable servants on the other? Well, I believe the story of the father and son mowing the yard can help us here. First, as the faith of the apostles increases, the more they see reality as it is. How the Father's love sustains all creation and each person by carrying everything in his arms. Nothing budges without God's providence guiding it or his permission allowing it. Notice the spiritual fulcrum. The more faith we have, the less credit we take. John the Baptist said it best. He must increase and I must decrease. Faith sees how grace does it all, and we are but unprofitable servants. Let me draw out three implications of this interplay between faith and works and grace. First of all, faith is a gift from God. Thus, we cannot increase it by ourselves. For example, by watching YouTube videos, or listening to the Bible in a year, or reading thousands of theology books. All these things are good, but they do not change the fact that God gives the gift of faith as he pleases. All we can do is, like the apostles, pray for faith and open our hands to receive, like those people standing on the street corners asking for financial assistance. They need financial help because they are materially poor. We need faith help because we are spiritually poor. We are all beggars before God when it comes to faith. Second, we can understand sin more accurately in the light of faith, works, and grace. How so? Well, if faith helps us to see that anything good we do is simply cooperating with God's grace, sitting put in God's arms, then sin is simply not cooperating with God's grace. Put differently, sin is jumping out of the Father's arms and foolishly trying to mow the yard with our toy mower. In a word, every sin is silly, unnecessary, and slows down God's work of salvation. And third, faith, works, and grace teach us the true meaning of humility. When we grasp that we are all just a little boy carried in the Father's strong arms, what can we possibly boast or brag about? Our higher education degrees are the work of God. Our brilliant inventions and bright insights are his work. The money we earn, the milestones we reach, the families we raise, the churches we pastor, the businesses we build, everything we lift a finger to do is always his work. If we take any satisfaction or pride or gloat in anything we have achieved or how hard we are working, we are imitating that little boy who smiled from ear to ear, thinking he was mowing the yard. Instead, we should humbly conclude, we are unprofitable servants. And perhaps that's a better way to think about what I did last weekend. As a little boy, carried in his father's arms in Orlando. So maybe last weekend really was a pretty good Orlando vacation where fathers carry their children through the magic kingdom. Praised be Jesus Christ.